Art, the Mariners' latest trade announced this week is perhaps the most frustrating for fans.
Do you really want me to try to explain this?
Yes, please.
I don't. What they've done is they've just acquired first baseman Carlos Santana in a previous deal, and they've traded him already to Cleveland for Edwin Encarnacion, a 36-year-old designated hitter who doesn't fit the profile of any needs, and in fact, probably will not be playing for the Mariners. So the upshot is that they traded a player that never played for them for somebody who won't play for them.
Okay, so I have a question. Is this normal wheeling and dealing in the offseason?
Oh, heck no. No, this is a team that's desperate. The Mariners are in this netherworld of a team not good enough to contend and make the playoffs, but they've got this, you know, constituency to please. 2.5 million people showed up last year for, a season that turned into a debacle that Jerry DePoto, the general manager, called embarrassing. And they're basically saying they're taking a step back from competitiveness to assemble a team of young players with controllable contracts that will blossom in 2021 or 2022 or 23. I don't know. And there's just so much going on with this team that's negative that I think DePoto is just moving parts here out of desperation to get lucky.
Adding to that are controversies in the front office.
Right. There's been two, strange episodes. Earlier in the summer, the current president, Kevin Mather, and his predecessor, Chuck Armstrong, settled with three women who claimed that there was sexual harassment in the front office. There were other people involved. And then in October, after the season was over, DePoto and manager Scott Service and another front office executive were accused by Dr. Lorena Martin, their deposed director of high performance, of making racist and sexist remarks. That is still under investigation by Major League Baseball.
So on top of all of that, the Mariners this week signed a new 25-year lease agreement with King County, and that's not without controversy because it includes public money.
Right. King County Council approved a $135 million contribution to the stadium over the 25 years because they are obliged as a public facility to maintain this. It was a very large controversy, and a lot of people said, we've got a homeless crisis here, and you're giving $135 million to billionaire owners and millionaire players. I guess I would call it another log on the fire of futility here for the Mariners, because that kind of controversy just isn't good. You're giving people an excuse not to show up, and that's really troubling.
Speaking of showing up or not showing up, the stadium's going to have a new name, a new sponsor. That announcement is expected soon as well.
Right, yeah, and that has generated a little controversy. It's reported to be, but not officially announced yet, as T-Mobile Field. And so what they've got here is this team that's not going to be competitive with all these controversies, and they're going to have a junior lineup out there for this year and next. And I'm thinking there's got to be a nickname for all this, and so I've settled on T-Ball.
Oh, boy.
So that's 2019 Mariners, your team T-Ball.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.